Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. The pivot episode that you did with Jazz Chisholm is starting to go a little viral with Marlins Twitter. I was watching during the commercial break. You had told us when you finished taping it with them that Jazz was good, interesting, didn't hold back.
No.
And the clips I'm seeing, like I saw Craig Mish tweet some of it out. I saw, you know, there's a whole bunch of like Twitter fan, Marlins fan. Fish on First says Jazz Chisholm Jr. completely rips. I just lost it.
Damn it.
How do you work Twitter? Jazz doesn't say a lot of names, but you know who they are.
Says Jazz Chisholm Jr. This is Fish on First. Jazz Chisholm Jr. completely rips Miguel Rojas to shreds throughout this interview. Just one example, talking about how Jesus Sanchez got crap from Miggy and other vets for doing the Soto shuffle light. And I watched the clip where he doesn't mention these names, but Fish on First is taking the information that Jazz is giving here. It's not that difficult to figure out who he's talking about.
No. And we actually stopped him at points and like, hey man, talk more general. Like you can't just say these people's names. Jazz got some edge to him.
Like he's unfiltered.
Bro, the colorful hair, like I thought he'd be more like kiddish, like playful. He got some edge to him. Like he said in the show, like in during the show, he was like, bro, I'm the best player on this team. Like, don't disrespect me. I'm better than you at baseball. Like it was like I saw that and it's funny. We were talking about it the other day about like college athletes and the NILs and the transfer portal. Bro, these young guys, they're not worried about hierarchy. I hit a ball very far, and I can catch everything that comes my way. So you need to worry about me. I don't need to worry about you. It is a swing going on in athletics right now. And Jazz, I love him to death about it, but Jazz got a little edge to him.
Craig Mish tweeted out a clip, and it says, on a wide-ranging interview on the pivot, Marlins center fielder Jazz Chisholm discusses being a big fan of the new players currently in the Marlins clubhouse and takes a swipe at a former Marlins player. And I watched the clip. He's talking about having fallen asleep in the clubhouse and there's a team meeting. And the captain of the team at that moment is sitting next to him, doesn't wake him, and he misses the meeting. And he goes, what kind of captain are you? Like, I'm sleeping, just wake me up. What kind of captain lets a guy sleep and miss a meeting? And then he talks about there's not a single guy in the clubhouse right now who wouldn't wake someone else up. And he said, I love this clubhouse. And then he went on to say it, and I love the way he did it. He goes, it's, what do you call it? The Spanish, the blacks, the whites. Did he call them the Spanish? I can't remember, but he's like, doesn't matter if it's the Spanish, the blacks, the whites, everyone's got their back. He's like, this clubhouse, he's like the first one. There is no color in this clubhouse. We are the best team. It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that's why when I came back that day, I did it, and I came back home and worked from home, and y'all asked me about Jazz, and I was like, listen, Jazz's interview is quite interesting when it comes to, I don't know if it's the old regime and the new regime, would you call it that, or whatever it is. Like
for sure, because when he came to prominence, it was Don Mattingly. That's an old school Donnie baseball. I'm not taking a shot at Don Mattingly because I like him, but you know his approach is wildly different than Skip Schumacher's approach.
And I will tell you, if you have any questions about Skip Schumacher, go watch the interview. Jazz Chisholm loves Skip Schumacher.
Loves him. Yeah.
I'm not speaking on the other relationships, but he loves his career is now in his mind. You'll go listen. You can listen to him say it. His career is now better that Skip is the skipper other than the past regime. And Jazz, he held no punches saying that, talking about
it. I hope Jazz can stay healthy this season.
He's a monster.
Do I hope he can stay healthy?
And he's not that big.
He didn't look like it in the
He's not a big dude. Like I'm not gigantic, but I was at least 4 inches taller than him. I probably had him by 60 pounds. Like he's not a big guy, but he is solid as a rock. Like giving him dap and slapping his back, it's like slapping a piece of cement. Like he is solid as a damn rock. I was like, damn, y'all baseball players work out. Yeah. We do a little something. It was cool.
Solid as a piece of glass, maybe. This dude will be on the IL by April 15th, trust me.
Stop it. Don't talk that into existence.
Leave my Chaz alone.
Don't
I told
put
you
that out
friend,
there.
Solana.
Don't put that out there.
I love him. No, I love Jazz. I happened to watch a bit of the interview today. I thought he was excellent. I thought he was phenomenal. I thought he was inspiring. See you on the IL. Can't wait till you're back in June.
Why are you putting that out there in the universe?
I told you we're friends. I don't say that about everybody.
Yeah, no, the 38 games he plays this season, really, is going to be
all right, knock it off.
Lana, I'm going to smack that little snapback off your head.
You don't seem to mind Jimmy Butler missing every other game.
Yeah, he loves Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero hadn't played in 7 months.
Want to hear a question from Ask Ira? I was going to save it for 15 minutes of heat, but as long as Solana's going in on Jazz Chisholm, Ira. That's 21 missed games by Jimmy Butler without a serious major injury. How does that happen? Was this planned out ahead of time? Ira says, for all Adam Silver has attempted to do regarding getting players on the court, including the 65-game requirement for postseason awards, it simply is a different era. The reality is that players prioritize certain games, as in playoff games. At this point, you accept that Jimmy Butler will be a 75% of the time player during the regular season with the hope that he will be a 125% of the time player during the playoffs. Is it optimal? On the face of it, no. But based on the playoff results in 3 of the past 4 years, it has proven to be a successful formula for both Jimmy and the Heat. So the consternation about the absences essentially gets put on hold until the final game is played. Then the venting could be more justified or forgotten.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From an athlete's perspective, Hawk, I know a lot of, I want to use myself, I know a lot of guys that went on the field not 100% just to go on the field and play. But if we were a playoff team and that player took off, so he missed 20 games out of 82, that's damn near 20% of the time, 25% of the time. A quarter of the game Jimmy's going to miss.
He will have missed more, yeah, because it's at 21 now and there's still, what, like 12, 13, 14 games left? Yeah,
so 14. If you put that into an NFL schedule, could a
– it's Teron Armstead.
Could a Teron Armstead.
But it's not based on – real major injury like Teron Armstead is. It's
that's
maintenance.
The thing.
But Jimmy Butler's trying to extend his career. I don't blame him. As Ira says, it works out well for the Heat and Jimmy Butler, but there's got to be a ring at the end of it.
Let's go back when Dan was here. Dan or OJ McDuffie OG, which is just funny, but like think about
different
that. If when Dan Marino was taking the Dolphins to the playoffs, if the top players could take off three games a year, would those playoff outcomes been different?
It's just different times. Like you can't even.
But you see what I'm saying, Hawk? Dan Marino can stay healthy through a whole season, take off the last 3 weeks of a season, and go in 100% fresh to the playoffs those years. That might be a different outcome in the playoffs. Fans don't want to hear it, but you have to really think about that. And the NBA does it all the time.
I don't think you can compare it, though, like this situation of football. I get what you're saying, by the way, but I think it's comparing apples to oranges, because in the NFL, the difference between one win and one loss could be the difference between you having a bye or you hosting three playoff games or hosting the first two playoff games or going out on the road like the Dolphins had to this year. And I realized
that with the NBA, though, recently. Remember, we saw that with the Heat just a few seasons ago where one win was a big difference.
Yeah, and
one
and
loss.
And I understand that one win here could be the difference between being a play-in seed or even being the four seed potentially, but you have to play more than one game come playoff time. You have to play these long, drawn-out series, and you need to be healthy, and it's different between playing one game for – a week and then getting a week off. I mean, you're going to play every other day, hopefully, for 2.5-3 months. So I think that's why I don't like the comparison. But, man, imagine Bam Adebayo. I wanted to play some sound for you. I'll do it during 15 minutes of Heat, where he's asked yesterday, hey, like, are you tired of being healthy and you don't have the other best players on the team? And he had to pause, and he kind of sighed. He's like, how do I frame this the right way? And he said the right answer, right, that I'm sure everybody would have wanted him to say from the Heat's perspective. But you're telling me Bam is not frustrated where he's closing
like
out
LeBron
games with Patty Mills?
It was LeBron with Wade at the end. Like, there's certain guys who are just built to play and not take maintenance days or miss games that other players might miss. And Bam is one of those guys. LeBron is one of those guys. And it got to frustrate them when they're playing with people who aren't like that.
But it is advantageous. It's what Popovich used to do. We laughed at it before, but now the NBA won't let it. When he used to put old on injury report, like Popovich, no Hall of Fame coach, he knew Tony Parker And they can't play 82. Give them a week off, and they're going to be better when they come back. And I need to rest them for this playoff run. Like, it's legit. Adam Silver doesn't want them to do it because of the fact that these damn tickets are so high and everybody comes to watch stars. But it's advantageous not to play for the player.
Well, you just stinks, said it. Though. It stinks as a fan. If you're going, who's out for the Heat-Cavs game tomorrow?
Donovan Mitchell is going to be out. They're missing a lot of guys.
Yeah. But is Jimmy extend? If Jimmy can play to 2026, or if he takes time off.
Yeah, but I bought my tickets in 2024.
He can play to 2029. So you might catch him in 2028. But if he played every game like Jordan and them boys back in the day, he wouldn't play that long, huh? You have to admit it's advantageous to a player's career.
It's a strategy.
Well,
it's a strategy.
Saying quantity over quality. I'm saying quality over quantity. Of course, I don't have money in the mix.
I was going to say, Jimmy might make $70 million in those 3 extra years.
No, that's actually why I replay an interview in the 5 o'clock hour. It'll extend my career because I'm tired of talking. But if I can narrow an hour every day, that'll keep me on the air for another 3-4 years. I mean, that's what, 30 grand?
I'm all in, baby. Let's get this car payment.
It is a strategy, though. I'm with you, Crowder. And it's proven to be successful for some teams. I don't believe Jimmy missing Sunday and yesterday in Philadelphia, especially yesterday, is maintenance program for him. I don't, because at this point of the season, I mean, he's done his maintenance, right? He didn't play back-to-back earlier in the season. And if you were going to miss a game during this back-to-back stretch, it would have been the first one against Detroit, which you ended up winning anyways. I think he's hurt right now. I think he had a foot injury earlier this season, and it never fully healed. He went on a stretch of about 2.5-3 weeks where he played like he was playoff Jimmy. We talked about it. And after that, you kind of saw him decline just a little bit, not only in his numbers, but also clearly in his energy levels late in games, which is what led to a couple bad losses at Oklahoma City, at Dallas, and against Denver. We talked about it on the show. What the hell happened to the Heat here against Washington? What the hell happened to the Heat here? Why is Jimmy deferring in these moments of the games? And then now he misses two straight. They talk about the foot injury being the issue for him missing. He tried to play yesterday, couldn't get through the workout without pain. I don't think he's missing games right now based on, hey, they want to keep him healthy for the playoffs. I don't think he's healthy. And I don't think the Heat are going to be healthy come playoff time. This idea that we have that, hey, they'll be fine come playoff time. Maybe not, right? Because injuries are clearly a huge issue all throughout the season, and you wanted them to get healthy at this point, and there's 14 games left, and the most important game of the season to the point was yesterday, and you're closing with Patty Mills on the floor. I mean, that's not ideal for this Heat team.
To that point, Salon, I've told the story before. George Edwards, who's still coaching the league, he asked me before one of the games on like a Saturday, he was like, Crowder, how you feel? And I'm like, Coach, I'm about 80%. He said, you need to play because your 80% is better than all of your backups 100%. So you can make those plays. So Jimmy with a sore foot is better than Patty Mills with no soreness on his
body. And if
it
was the playoffs, he'd have been playing. That's my guess.
And that's the point. It's like, okay, no, I'll take it easy. I think that NBA players, which NFL players don't do, I think NBA players will look and be like, okay, we're still the fifth seed. I'm good. Oh, we slipped into the seventh seed.
I don't think Jimmy minds if they're the play-in team. I think that his mentality is, yeah, get me to the postseason, and they'll see.
So that last month stretch you're talking about, I think they started slipping, and Jimmy said, okay, let me jump us back into the top five real quick, and then I'm gonna chill out.
And then I'll let us fall back eight.
And we're going to ball. Like, I really do believe NBA players can do the math on that.
But you're risking being in a situation like last year where – you were better than the Hawks. You torched them all of last season. But for whatever reason, that one play-in tournament game, the Hawks beat you. They were the better team that night. There's no doubt about it. And you had to go and play another play-in game against Chicago, 90 seconds away from being eliminated, and they squeaked it out. You want to be in that same situation again this season and have to play Boston in the first round? I'm with you, man. I have the guts. Boston doesn't scare me. Milwaukee, they don't scare me. But those teams have continuity this season. Those teams have time on the floor together this season, and the Heat don't. At no point this year, other than a 7-game losing skid, did you have Rozier, Hero, Bam, and Jimmy all on the floor together. And now You know, Tyler Herro, there's major concerns there, whether he's going to be healthy come playoff time. I mean, you have zero continuity with this group.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.